Hello everyone, this is Mike Quincy, connecting the light. How much happens in 1 week? I can't believe that time has gone so quickly, but I think most of us do get that impression. It's difficult to explain, but there certainly seems to be less time to do what we want. Now, I did propose to start each program with my favourite website and message which comes through Sheldon Nidal. But there are a lot of newsy items around at the moment, so I thought I would start with those just for a change. A couple of items I heard today that relate to matters that are referred to in the messages, which is why I am going to mention them, cover the speech that Tony Blair made. I think this was earlier today or yesterday evening, where as a result of the announcement in Iran that they want to see Israel removed from the map, he has said that they would use force if diplomacy fails. He also said, imagine what they would be like with an attitude like that if they had nuclear bombs. And I have to say, I see the same fear factors being generated here as they have in the States. I don't know how much of our news percolates through to you, but that was certainly recorded in our press today. You will also undoubtedly have heard by the web, if not through your press, about the charges against one of our British MPs, George Galloway. If you've heard about him, you will know that he appeared in the States. He was investigated by Roberts, and he was very equal to the task. And I think in the end, he came away having given a good account of himself against the charges that were made, which are in respect of him receiving oil or food through the Iraq government or one of their representatives. Now today we've heard that George Galloway has been taken to task yet again, and they allege that there are documents that prove that the first charges against him were justified. Now it's interesting, I was listening to the BBC World Service just in the last hour, and an item came up. But whether it will reach the press or not here, I don't know. But it's very relative to what has taken place. And apparently some Russian representatives have confirmed that some of the documents and signatures that are referred to in this latest charge are not valid and they have been falsified. Now, this is, of course, the basis of the answer that George Galloway has against the charges that are being made. And we view it here as something that arises from his outspoken statement against the Blair and Bush regime through starting an illegal war. So, that may interest you if that particular fact doesn't come out, because you have to think that if part of the evidence is false, then the rest of it may well be the same. Now, obviously, this question of what the grand jury are going to come out with about the indictment is very much in people's minds. And I cannot know this at the time of speaking, because this program is being taped, and I'm doing it possibly some 3 to 4 hours before that announcement will be made. But I will refer to it in small part, because we should mention that Scott Mowry said that details of the indictments have been obtained by the media, and he believes that if the announcement does not come out as expected, then it will come through the media itself. On the plane leak, I was surprised to read recently that resulted in the death of over 100 CIA operatives. Now, we have no way of knowing, I guess, whether that figure is correct. But if that was the result, then that was a really awful leak to make. And in the report I read, it commented that this could bring down Bush along with Cheney. I noticed also that a report by Ted Rao said that where people speak of impeaching Bush, that he is in fact unimpeachable, as that is a political process and not a legal one. He explained it that that is because Bush belongs to the same party as majorities in the House and Senate, so nothing he does can get him impeached. So, another interesting point, because we talk of these things often without realising the true implications or possibilities. Of course, the other news, which I suppose has really come and gone now, is that Harriet Myers has withdrawn. But a columnist, Charles Krauthammer, had proposed that she was using the documents dispute as a face-saving reason for withdrawing. And he said, in fact, negotiations over the documents had barely begun when the withdrawal was announced this morning. So we view that possibly with pleasure. The result of that is that the what would have been the outgoing person, O'Connor, says that she will remain on the court until a successor is confirmed. So how long she will claim to stay is unknown. But she announced her retirement on the 1st of July, and she wanted to leave to attend to the needs of her husband, who has Alzheimer's disease. So one can't imagine she would be too pleased to hang around too long. Now, Jennifer Lee is a lady who runs a website called Son of the Solar Disc. And I sometimes look in on some of her articles, and she has a special section that is called the ANA Report. And I noticed that on Tuesday the 24th, she called her friend Lady Master Anna Moo. I think when she refers to calling her, she's talking about making a psychic contact. And she said, as I am doing, that she was recording this message before the grand jury announcement. And they were commenting on the fact that the indictments may actually, in the end, run to 50 or more. And also in another part of the message, said that they must have people who truly honour the Constitution, which is based on galactic universal law. I seem to remember that coming up in one of my messages as well. She did comment also about Nasara, and I haven't seen much this week on that particular subject. And Lady Master Ranamu said, "Understand that I am from the future, and I cannot tell you how this comes forward in your reality in advance of it happening. But I can tell you it is all going to be worked out. You do get Nasara announced, and you do get to see your planet healed." Now, wherever we get that type of confirmation, that's got to be good news. I think we now perhaps realise that the stage it's reached now is a very good omen for the announcement of all the benefits of Nasara. Incidentally, I heard another little item in the week about Africa on the BBC World Service, and I was quite appalled to hear that over 12 million children have AIDS in that particular country, and for the same reason, many of them have no parents who have died from it. So I wonder what we're doing about that. It seems that some of these matters get pushed to the background, which is pretty sad. I also heard a little follow-on to the North Pakistan and Kashmir earthquake. And apparently, I think it was just yesterday, Kofi Annan of the UN said that as winter approaches in these areas, another human tragedy will occur unless help is given in time. And apparently there is only a few weeks before the weather turns bitter. In another article or program I heard, they said that although thousands of tents have been supplied, in spite of that, they need another 200,000 very urgently to give some sort of protection to the people that are left. And there are still reckoned to be many thousands that are still injured, and medical supplies and equipment are also urgently required. It was a bit heartwarming to hear that as a result of a new appeal for more money, some governments have responded. But as a European, I was a little bit disappointed to learn that seven European countries have not yet made a donation at all to the UN. Some, though, claim to have contributed indirectly, but the UN wanted it to be made through them so that they could control the organisation of the fund. Now, again, I don't know how much of this gets into your press, but it's certainly on the website. That is the reference by Condoleezza Rice, who threatened the assassination of the Canadian government minister, Pettigrew. It certainly came up on the Cloak and Dagger radio. And she apparently made that threat over his refusal to release Flight 9/11 records to her. Evidently, they show the 9/11 aircraft well into the Canadian airspace at the time of the alleged attack. I'm not sure whether that refers to one or all of them. It's not totally clear. But I do recall that one item of note that came up after the 9/11 attacks was that there was an unusual absence of the black boxes. Because an expert on those matters said that usually, regardless of the circumstances, they do survive. So one wonders whether they were quickly collected and hidden away, or whether indeed every plane had a black box in it. But there you are, these all funny little items that come up that really do make you think. Now, in Britain, we are obviously hearing a lot about the avian flu, and our health bodies are trying to calm people down who have fear over it by pledging to buy enough vaccine to inoculate everyone in the country. And our chief medical officer, Celine Donaldson, said that 120 million doses, that's roughly two for everyone in Britain, will be needed. And this is the point that I find interesting. He warned that the vaccine could not be developed until the exact strain of the flu virus was known. So that's interesting, all this talk about getting vaccines ready for the strain that is the threat to our life. Obviously, they cannot do anything just for the moment. He finished an article by saying that the agency gave two pieces of advice to minimise the risk of being infected. And that's got to be interesting. He said, don't touch dead birds and only eat meat and eggs which are well prepared. Apparently, about 120 people worldwide have been diagnosed with the H5N1 strain since 2003, and that has led to only 60 deaths. I say only because in the whole spectrum of things, that really sounds a very small percentage. We have found that computer printers can spy on their users with a secret tracking code, which apparently is printed on every sheet. That was revealed this week. I don't know quite what the source of that information was, but they mention that many laser jet printers produce minor dots which allow governments to find out when copies were made and on which machine, which of course is sparking fears of the Big Brother style surveillance. They mention models produced by companies including Xerox, Brother, Hewlett-Packard and Canon, who print yellow dots which are less than 1 millimetre across, Apparently, they are repeated in grids on every page and can only be seen under a blue light, a magnifying glass or a microscope. It says that their existence emerged last year, but no one knew what they were for until a civil liberties group cracked the code. So there we are, behind our backs, these things go on, and to call it the Big Brother is, I think, quite reasonable. Now, Dr. Horovitz, I mentioned on my last programme, and I've seen another little comment made, which has been repeated, and he apparently has said the only message worthy of social, not political, activism at this point is wake up. At least he says at least half of the world's population is targeted for elimination under the global elite's depopulation agenda. And he insists avian flu over the cuckoo's nest. He says, do not, under any circumstances, get vaccinated with anything. And for anyone hearing this for the first time, bear in mind that he has said that the vaccines contain poisons, and I guess he's concluding that in the long run they do more harm than good. This mention of depopulating the world's total population is something that has been mentioned over quite a long time, and I think it appeared in an agenda that was the subject of a meeting, in actual fact, quite some years ago. Now, in my last programme, you also heard me mention on the same subject a Dr. Tony Minerva, and there are reports of another article that's going around, edited by him, and he's worth a look up, because he's saying again that the bird flu epidemic is a hoax. I won't attempt to really take any items out of this, having covered it last week, but I think he's well worth a look if you can find his website. Another item that came up in the news was about the powerful Government Accounting Office report, which confirms the key 2004 stolen election findings. And this comes up on the Free Press website, and it's written by Bob Pritakis and Harvey Wasserman, and that was on October the 26th, so this is all pretty new stuff. Again, there's a very long report about it, about the findings, and I will just take out one or two statements that I think are worth repeating. He said that the government's lead investigative agency is known for its general incorruptibility and its thorough in-depth analysis. So we can take it that the report is going to be well respected. He went on to say that according to CNN, the US House Judiciary Committee received more than 57,000 complaints following Bush's alleged re-election, and many such concerns were memorialized under oath in a series of sworn statements and affidavits in public hearings and investigations conducted in Ohio by the Free Press and other election protection organizations. Also mentioned that Warren Odell of Diebold pledged before the 2004 campaign to deliver Ohio and thus the presidency to George W. Bush. And in a separate article, funnily enough, just minutes before I started this program, I also saw an email which reckoned that Diebold actually belongs to Jeb Bush. So, you make the obvious connections, I think, in that case, and they aren't unwarranted. My final item on the news front is one that is mentioning sources, intelligence sources, that is, that told Tom Flocko that the military or US Marshal should arrest Bush, Gonzalez, Cheney and others immediately for their criminal acts, keeping explosive espionage, obstruction and perjury indictments hidden from the American people, all of which affects US national security. It's interesting. I think that's an aspect of the indictments and the outcome that hasn't been spoken of very much, and that is of the possible military intervention, or as has been mentioned in one of my channeled messages, even the coming of the ETs to see that justice works out. I think that would be a last resort in the case of the ETs, because they have a policy of non-interference, although they also have the decree to ensure that certain events take place. Now, I'm coming to Sheldon Neidel's report, which comes out weekly, and again, like last week, this is really superb. Very reassuring information and really pointed and covering what we've been looking at and talking about for the last few weeks. He's saying, or his messengers are saying, that before first contact, an enormous number of political, social, and economic variables need to be set in place. The imminent actions of our Earth allies are opening the shots of a global quiet revolution. And I think that is the point here. The nature of the revolution is quiet. It is not going to be aggressive in any way. And perhaps this is the best form it can take, because I think it creeps up on the people who are supporting the dark forces. It's a very quiet revolution. It was also said that along with many prosperity programs and a removal of those regimes controlled by the last cabal, plans to terminate all debt and to permit prosperity to reach the lives of those who live in the so-called third world. These plans are now completed. I have to say that is a pretty open reference in all but name to Nasara. So that's also very reassuring to know that the plans are complete. He goes on to say that the goal is to have the payout of all the various levels of the prosperity programs coincide with the introducing of the Global Debt Forgiveness Plan, and that the second stage entails provisions for a large stipend to be paid to each person on the planet. Global poverty is to end, and the society's infrastructure set to receive a huge leap in technology. This will include devices introduced by the Galactic Federation after first contact is accomplished. Thus, the basis will be provided for a major ecological push by the world's government. And that's got to sound fantastic. And again, that sums up a lot that has been promised through Nasara, certainly the matter of global debt forgiveness. And what a wonderful thought that people that are struggling with debt can at some stage be released from it. It's wonderful. Sheldon also goes on to say that your globe is assured of an unprecedented and astounding bloodless revolution. The nations of the world must have the means to provide their citizens with water, food, clothing, shelter, and education. Each is to have the basic necessities of life provided for them. This operation is part and parcel of a massive effort to reorient your global society. The redistribution of wealth is indeed pivotal, but it is not by no means the only thing to be done. Now again, a lot of that periodically crops up in my own channeling, and people who follow it will know that certainly of late I am getting more of the ETs coming through to give their messages, and that is the sort of confirmation that I'm receiving as well. Sheldon goes on to say that a new politics is to allow the manifestation of new technologies and ensure that those entrusted with planetary rehabilitation realise their objectives. Also, that the government is to be transformed, and he says, to this end, your abundance is to be the catalyst for a rapid explosion of public participation in government. Yes, and that is one of the features, that the people will have more say in what takes place. Sheldon goes on to say, for example, the enormous campaign funds given to the candidates must be disallowed and a fair and legal electoral system instituted. Because let's be fair, we all know that when particular politicians get enormous sway their decisions, and it must influence what they do. So if we remove that, that is one step towards fair government and fair decisions. Sheldon goes on to say that this operation to move you towards your new galactic society is one that Heaven fully supports. We wish to carry this out in a few rapid stages that will permit you to absorb many new and unusual techniques. The final bit I'm going to quote from his message says that helping one another is considered by Heaven to be as important as the assistance you give to sustain Mother Earth. We emphasize that once the encumbrances of monetary survival are removed, Heaven expects you to pursue activities that help you and your fellows to grow the hill. Well, let's be fair, once they've removed that obstacle, the monetary problem, we will have more time on our hands to concentrate on other things. And I can also add that through my messages, and I'm sure I recall through some earlier ones from Sheldon, there will gradually come the freedom from having to work for a living, because you will be catered for through the abundance program, and you will be able to undertake those type of creations that you would do, but for having to go to work in perhaps jobs that you don't particularly like. Anyway, the opportunities there will allow you to do more what you would wish and what makes you happy. I normally like to follow Nassar messages with those of Matthew's. Now, anyone who follows Matthew's messages will know that they normally come out on around a monthly basis, unless he has any need to issue a special. And one has come through my email, which has been written by Susie Starr. And she said, I wanted to forward this uplifting message from Heaven through Nancy, referring to one that came up through her wake-up call, but could not bring myself to forward it without paying due tribute to all the wonderful young soldiers who have sacrificed dearly to make the transaction of our world. And she says, bless their families also, who may not know or be aware that their brave children are playing such an integral part to make sure we never have another war like this. And apparently Matthew has spoken in relation to this, and he has said, dear soul Susie Starr, this is Matthew, greeting you and saying that I am pleased that you asked if I would like to add a statement to Heaven. In echoing his primary points, I would add my joy that is shared by all light beings throughout the universe, that your own light in conjunction with ours has brought Earth to this juncture of collaboration to achieve peace. In a previous message, I mentioned that in the first stage of war cessation, crack weapons would cease working and troops would lay them down. This is what is occurring. It is the result of a combination of the increasing light reaching hearts and minds throughout the fighting ranks and the application of our space family's technology. Physical death happening now within any troops is in accordance with their original or amended soul contract. And while grief for the families is just as real and intense, this development heralds the beginning of the ending of armed conflict on Earth. Now that's got to be a wonderful message, and we're all looking, aren't we, towards the end of wars permanently, and indeed this is what has been promised. So again, that's a very reassuring one. In the message from Hatton that Nancy refers to, I'll just mention one or two little items in case you haven't seen it. And Hatton is saying that as the days of this week march forward, because this message was given on Monday, and saying that present their activities, we'll be seeing an abrupt turn in the function of the government. We will see the House of Cards come falling down, and the beginning of the new way of governance will be born in the hearts and minds of all citizens of Earth. He goes on to say that realize that these attempts of the Bush regime are merely that. Their attempts are built around fallacy, therefore cannot stand. They are the mark of desperation and will not even surface without any energy or momentum, for there is no basis on which they are made. Patton goes on to say, my dear ones, we are there in those places. We are seeing what is taking place. We know the reports tell you one thing. They tell you that fierce fighting is taking place. This too has been planned. This is a situation that has been staged to cover the truth. The truth is that there is not any fighting taking place in these areas. There is occupation, yes. However, lives are not being lost. Battles are taking place. However, the bullets are not dangerous and do not kill. He goes on to say, we have gone beyond the point where we are only able to stop nuclear detonation. We have been given permission to stop all killing that is being brought about due to the activities of the Bush regime. We have done this according to the decree set down by the Creator that there be no more lives lost for the sake of the Bush regime. We have been able to preserve the lives of those whose contract does not involve leaving Earth at this time. I think that's a very wonderful, uplifting message. Now, I'm going on to the point where I normally refer to Nasara, and I have seen one message that's come through a website which travels under the name of Epicenter, and they gave a quotation. In fact, it may be the complete message through Cara Kincannon, and Saint Germain came through her. And indeed, it's clear I'm not the only one who gets Saint Germain coming through. In actual fact, there are numerous contacts that he makes, including our own Nancy Tate. So this would be interesting. And it's a nice little introduction here. He says, greeting to all my freedom's flames. And I'll quote a few items. He says, firstly, allow me to clarify some important facts on the collapse of the old cabal you are witnessing right now. All is in a flurry, the most important news in the history of evolution. Now, this message came through on Tuesday, so I have to think the message itself is very recent. He goes on to say, first, the switch to gold backing is in place now. All transactions of your now money will be recognized and exchanged for the new money that will be backed by the Federal Reserve, which has been stolen and placed in areas we knew of. It has been returned. There will be some industries that will suffer extreme loss, for it was built upon the lies and deceit. I will not go into all the details, for you will see yourself shortly what is put in place as this cabal is removed from the White House. All of the attempts to stop these truth-filled indictments has been stopped by us and by you. The light has and always will expose the dark agendas, especially now, since there is so much intense light inpouring from the all of all that is. I'll finally make a comment from the message. Saint Germain is saying, you all now know this is what you would say is a done deal. Do you think we of the Brotherhood of Light and the Galactic Federation would not cover all scenarios to assure the next government to be implemented in and by the original Constitution of the United States of America to truly shine as one collective and join the forces relit as the true Americans of the free world? He says, you will see in your UN many seats that are vacated, for they have also served the cabal with many payoffs. The UN will be restructured also, my friends. There is no reason to worry. Only now is the time to celebrate the long-awaited end. He says, the suffering is just about over. It will be by the end of this week. So there we are. We're nearly there. We nearly know what the results are of the indictments. I hear on the latest rumours that maybe only one indictment will come out. There is a possibility that the investigations may continue in the case of Karl Rove. But once it starts, I think they will all come tumbling out. Right, I will now move on to my UFO section. I think unless I go out to some of these sites and look for the latest sightings, I'm not going to see too much cross my path. The only one that's come my way is one that came out yesterday, which was Thursday, and it refers to a Chronicle staff report And it's talking about strange lights that have been reported all over California. So not too much to say, unfortunately. It's that residents across California and people as far east as Las Vegas have reported seeing strange lights in the sky. And this took place late on Wednesday evening, according to Vandenberg Air Force Base on the Central Coast. They said that there were no military aircraft in the sky that would have caused the light. The Air Force bases also said there were no test missile launches Wednesday, although such tests have in the past resulted in light patterns that can be seen across the California coast. The Federal Aviation Administration's West Coast office had no reports of the lights, and no aircraft were unaccounted for. A San Francisco resident, Tim Sinclair, said the lights appeared to be near the cross at the top of Mount Davidson Park. And Sinclair, who lives near the park, described them as a series of solid lights that appeared to be hovering. And when viewed through binoculars, the lights appeared to vibrate. So, California is an area where they seem to have quite a lot of sightings, so that is in fact quite interesting. Now I'm coming to the section where I review my own messages. Now, I'm not going to dwell on them because I feel that perhaps the majority of you may be with me because you read that channeling. But I like to just pick out some of the, what I think are the highlights. And believe me, when I finished doing these messages, if you asked me what was in it, I couldn't tell you too much because I do it bit by bit as the impressions come into my mind. And sometimes I'm quite astonished to see that the whole message has a flow through it. There seems to be subject matter. One item leads on to another, and I really can't remember everything that's in them, so I have to reread them to pick out these points. Now, on Saturday last, Saint Germain came through, and he was talking about restoring the Constitution. And he said it was conceived by the spiritual hierarchy, and is a model for the whole world. He also mentioned that the Masters would return, and I recall that does include Muhammad, which was mentioned in an earlier article, and that through them we will learn the truth. In fact, I can't just off the cuff now recall who did the channeling, but in one message Muhammad did say that the Quran was not his truth, or words to that effect. I don't think he's trying to say that he didn't give teachings. I know that statement may upset some people, but of course it's not me saying it. It is simply something that's come through the channeling. But where people doubt those types of messages, the same as when the Pope John Paul II came through with regards to the Roman Catholic religion, and Jesus Ananda has come through about the Christian religion, that I think will all be cleared up in the not too distant future when these masters return. Perhaps they are the only ones that will be totally believed. Saint Germain finished off that message for me by saying that whatever happens upon the earth, nothing will be allowed to interfere with natural justice. Now, on Monday, I had one of my extraterrestrials. Apart from one, they are all from Syria. I say from Syria. From Sirius, I meant to say. Sirius the star. And he was saying that the ETs monitor the Earth, and they have, with their advanced technology, the ability to monitor the consciousness of people. And he went on to say that they will be coming to guide us into our next phase of evolution, which anybody who reads general messages will know is applicable to the end times and the ascension, at the latest by the year ending 2012. Salazar said that the most dramatic change will be an end to war all over the world. And if necessary, warring factions will be disarmed. That's been said a number of times already, but they can steal the weapons of any warring people, and maybe that's the only way you can actually get these ones to stop their wars. He says, do not concern yourselves about those who have to answer for treason and other crimes. I think it means in the sense that there is no point in us getting angry or seeking revenge. Justice will be done and be seen to done. But the flip side of the coin is that all of these dark ones will still have the God spark within them. There is a light, however dim, that will never go out. And at some time, they will make good what has happened in this period of time. You have to say, if you were directing a play, I think you would give them 10 out of 10 for their roles that they're playing. Now, I'm still with Salazar, and he is saying that we should keep calm when the truth comes out. That really follows on the last few comments. He also said that the differences that have been historically perpetuated throughout the world will disappear, and there will be a new way of thinking and acting. You know, when you look back at history, so many of the different groups or civilizations have grown up in atmospheres of where they have been taught that there is an enemy around them, and that people that are often their near neighbours are shunned and looked upon as being different. And they have no opportunity, perhaps, to see these people any differently. These images are perpetuated. Now, on the 25th, which was Tuesday, I had one of my newer ETs come through, Kieron, who is Venusian. And I'm not sure if I mentioned it, but he was, if you like, passed on to me by a psychic friend I had who himself received a message from him and said that he would like to give some messages through me. So this week, I remember correctly, was the third one to come up. And he talks of Earth, which he says was once a showcase planet. But it was until the advent of man who gradually changed it. And he's talking about our present civilization, and he places the beginnings of it at around some 12,000 years ago, when migration started from the last big civilization from the continent of Atlantis. He then goes on to refer to Egypt, which grew, as it were, overnight into a fully fledged civilization. And he says that was largely as a result of the Atlanteans settling there and bringing that knowledge with them. He mentions that it is time for duality to end, which is something we've been told many times now, and that the Earth will again come to life and regain her resplendent and glorious perfection. And again, that is something we've been promised, because the ascension is taking place, not of just the people, but also Mother Earth itself. And we go forward together. That is the idea. So before it can go forward, in as much as we are cleansing ourselves and increasing our vibration, so the same thing is applicable to Mother Earth. It must also be cleansed. I will finally mention that he quoted at the back end of his message that we will see their Venusian small craft in our skies once first contact starts. And these are, of course, the small scout crafts that were very much known and photographed during the times of Adamski. On the 26th, which was Wednesday, I had another message from Saint Germain, and he said, and I thought this was phrased very nicely, that America is a sleeping giant that is awakening from its slumbers. And he said it is to become a gentle giant. And I think that will be once the wars cease. Because there is goodwill, I think, amongst all peoples of the earth. It just needs the right people to give us the lead. He called for peace, and he said this is what people want, and it is being answered. And he mentions that the dark are imploding on themselves, and there is no stopping it. He mentions or referred in kind to obviously the indictments, and he was saying that by this weekend the first steps will have been taken that will spell the end for the dark. With Bush gone, that is Bush and his administration, first contact will be announced. And he's asked people, whilst all this is taking place, to keep sending out the light. I had Atmos, who is a Syrian, yesterday, and he confirms that the last day of this week will see developments that will tell us that there will be no stopping the plan to remove the last cabal. And he says the model for all future political systems will be established in the US. That is, of course, in accordance with universal laws. He mentioned something that we've heard a little earlier, that the decision making is to change, and that will put the people in places of authority. He also mentions that training of many people will occur on board their ships, and that is to learn the new technology. And they will also experience new teaching methods, which enables whole tracts of information to be placed in one's mind or memory, and this is through advanced computer technology. So, whereas we might view a lot of what they say they're going to do and feel it must take a long, long time to carry out and complete, with their advanced knowledge and technology, I think we'll be surprised at how quick things will happen. Finally, today, I had Simon through again, and he referred to today and how our expectations are high, that in itself produces an energy that helps manifest the events it supports. And he goes on to talk about how, when you have strong thoughts about yourself, how you can bring about the power to bring about those desires, to manifest them. And he also talks about the other side of the coin. It matters not whether your thoughts are for positive or negative reasons. When you keep thinking about a certain thing, you create powerful energies through which it is possible to manifest them. He says that the power of thought, for that reason, does not recognize light or dark, because your thoughts are only an intention or a desire on your part. And he talks also about the continual interplay of energies and how when you sit with other people, you are affecting each other. And when you get a lot of people together of a like kind, the energy is more noticeable and stronger. And that anyone who has sat in a meditation will recall what a wonderful harmonious feeling there is and how the energy is so high. And he affirms that the light is always at an advantage against the dark, providing you stay centered and do not allow the dark to affect you. He goes on to talk about health and saying how common sense is required if you're going to achieve it, to keep fit and exercise well and eat correctly, of the pure foods where possible, saying fresh food is much healthier than processed and fresh fruit is very beneficial. And he said most of you reading these types of messages are already aware of this, but it is useful to remind you ways of beating the current threats to your health. And he said there is also the added bonus for anyone who is working to uplift their vibrations, as the more light you can absorb, the more less likely you are to experience ill health. He mentions that the time is approaching when our vibrations will reach a point where we will experience no ill health at all, and that it will occur in the next few years when our body cells will have changed sufficiently that we will no longer be affected by the conditions that would have previously led to illnesses. And he says this is all part of your changes that will see you leave this cycle with the body prepared for the ascension. He talks a little about when first contact starts and how we will find that new methods of healing will be introduced and encouraged by ET technology, and that there will be no need for surgeons and I, and operations such as we understand will no longer be necessary. Healing will concentrate on the use of colour and sound and will be gentle upon our body with no aftershocks. So that basically is it on my messages. Saint Germain did end that one by assuring us that the divine plan cannot be corrupted or delayed, and that we shall experience events as projected by the various messages. Now, I'm going to, let me see, we've got about another 10 minutes according to my reckoning. So I'm going to conclude that by referring to some general aspects of the messages that come through. And I do want to mention that many of them, if not channeled through entities who I refer to as God, certainly talk about God or the Creator. And I did want to say that if you feel you are ready for revelations about, shall we say, the new God, not the one pictured or painted through religious teachings, if you have not read or heard of Neil Donald Walsh's, and that's W-A-L-S-C-H, books, he's done quite a few, and he channels God. I must say, speaking from a personal point of view, I find these books so encouraging and so full of knowledge and energy. But I would particularly recommend one of his more recent ones called Tomorrow's God. Neil Donald Walsh now has his own website, and I would like to quote just a short bit from his book. And he asked, in light of Tomorrow's God, how the new spirituality will affect real life on our planet. And God replied, "Oh, it will throw politics into a complete upheaval. When Tomorrow's God is embraced, politics will change in several important ways. In the days of the new spirituality, the idea that politics and spirituality do not mix will be abandoned forever. Remember, the new spirituality says that politics is your spirituality demonstrated." And he goes on to say that in the days to come, it will be recognized at last. Now, I think that really follows on what we're being led to through the Masters coming back and having the truth revealed as it should be rather than it was painted before. Because we know that, like a lot of other things, it became corrupted by man's own intervention and maybe sometimes not totally dishonest, but through wrong translation or inadequate translation. And we've got to come to this point before we can really follow the path of ascension where we understand the truth about what God is. So there you are. The book's called Tomorrow's God by Neil Donald Walsh, and that really is an excellent message. I have looked at a number of other messages, and I haven't got time now to go too deeply into them, but I'll just quote little tiny things that have cropped up. For example, I read a message a couple of weeks ago now from Karen Carbo, who runs one of the Yahoo groups called Just Channelings, and she had an entity come through called Joshua, who said, "Get rid of baggage, help others to survive. There is a time coming when we will rise up into the fifth dimension." Now, certainly, that is the ultimate destination as we prepare ourselves for ascension. She had an entity come through in one channeling called Marius, and he said, "The time is coming for first contact, and that they guard us from the dark forces. No nuclear explosions will be allowed. Weapons will be deactivated." I mention that only because it's yet another message that confirms confirms this aspect about the use of nuclear weapons. The question was asked, have you set a date for first contact? And the answer was, if things do not clear up during October, then the date is for something during this month. And it was qualified by saying they would prefer us to clear it up rather than them to have to intervene. So what I read into that is that providing indictment does go ahead today, I think we will have been considered to have started the ball rolling, and there really won't be any need perhaps for intervention at this stage. A lot of that may depend on how Bush and his top administration people like Cheney react to knowing perhaps that their names are also on the indictment. We'll have to wait and see about that. In the same message, it was said that first contact will initially be a quiet affair with some landings, some meetings, and then the greater landings, and the skies will be full of various types of their ships. And that before it occurs, they will want to speak to us, that is humanity, through the means of computers and our televisions and so on. Funny enough, in that same message, there was also a reference to bird flu. Again, it was confirmed what we have been told through people like Dr. Horowitz, that it was concocted by the dark forces, but it will not be allowed to destroy humanity. It is said that they used it in trials in Asia to see if it transferred to the human race. I mentioned in passing, again, that Dr. Horowitz did, that they also created AIDS. And again, they're asking you not to buy into the fear created by it, and to use, where possible, alternative medicines. And one or two are mentioned there, and I would pass on the tip to use oil of oregano. I don't quite know how you use it, but that is mentioned as being useful. And the olive leaf, and to use these to keep your immunity at a high level. And it finished off by saying, say no to yourself, not to accept fear. And then it finally concluded that ETs will get rid of viruses, including AIDS, and those with it will be healed. And with that, my mind comes back to these 12 million people in Africa that are suffering from it. I can only think they will be overjoyed if that news can reach them. Finally, I think there was a mention in one of the messages, because a number of them come out through just channels, it's a number of sources that send these through Karen Carbo, and it says that martial law, if declared, will not stop first contact taking place. And finally, that it reminds us the whole system, the whole solar system is ascending, and mentions Nasara and the law of abundance, which will come, but not necessarily first. Well, thank you, everyone. I hope I've kept you interested. I've got seconds left to conclude my comments, and I will be with you again next Friday. So until then, God bless you all, and what might we expect by this time next week? Goodbye, everyone.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.